Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Beth, aka Be True, with this brief audio version of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend. Excuse me for spelling St. Patrick's Day. As a kid, I've always been like that. I know that there's the fun and legit way of spelling it with two D's, but on the description of today's show, I obviously did Patty, St. Patty's Day. But that's always been me as a little kid, also, like St. Patrick's. But St. Patty, so you see more of the legit P-A-D-D-Y apostrophe S than you do the Patty's. But just saying it in case anyone wants you to spell it the St. Patty's Day way. But happy, anyway, as a blessing to be broadcasting with you and providing this audio commentary style version of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I tried to log in and had trouble logging in to my Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Blog Talk Radio studio. So this is an audio version of commentary, which has been about 2 months. I don't think I've broadcast maybe few times since my mother passed away in December. For those of you that do not know, my mother passed away in December, and she was really grateful for so many of you sharing love and sending her positive vibes and prayers in person and throughout social media, throughout this platform of my podcast, and throughout social media influencer. And again, we have. It's a sad weekend in the world of the Houdat Nation. Tom Benson passed away, so definitely sending out love to the Benson family, to Coach Payton, to all of the NFL, and to, of course, all of my friends with the Saints and fellow Houdat Nation supporters. He was 90 years old, 90 years young, and definitely sending out condolences and hugs and love to everyone, and again to his nieces and the entire Benson family, and Coach Sean and his staff and all the players and just everyone that's been all sports lovers, because when you're a sports lover, it affects you. And I guess it hurts me when I just hear anyone pass. But sending out my 12. Again, you all know I'm a big I love my Texas sports, and I love my Louisiana sports. But then also I've turned into I love the Thunder, and I've turned into a Sooner fan also. But again, and a big shout-out to March Madness. Big shout-out to the March Madness that's going on also. And a big shout-out to Tiger Woods. He's doing it again. Big shout out to him. It was so marvelous. But definitely sending our condolences also to those injured and killed during yesterday's bridge collapse in Florida. That's devastating news. What happened? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't hardly grasp the news when you hear stories of that sort. Like, huh? What? And then when you hear that it is because of a structure that was constructed due to the structure because a student, a pedestrian, a student attempting to cross the street was hit and died. And then this happened. We have one of the biggest parades, St. Patrick's Day parades and festivals in Jackson, Mississippi. So I have my TV turned down, but they're showing the schedule on 16 News. You know, I mean, it is amazing. Last year, I went, and one of my besties, Derek Smith of the Smith Brothers, and he'll be coming onto the show real soon, and one of the original members of the Smith Choir. And I, you know, love to have fun and go to different places. And we tried so badly to meet up at that parade. There were so many people at the parade. We never did meet up, but I had the best time at that parade last year. I think I posted pictures and videos last year. So tomorrow I have a neighborhood homeowners association meeting with 10, and those of you in Jackson, Mississippi, the Norwood Neighborhood Association president, Billy Gooch. Neighborhood meeting will be tomorrow morning at 10 at Holy Family Catholic Church. But then also the parade, so it's a one. But other events, like the 5K and the pet parade, other events, fixtures start bright and early in the morning. But honestly, we have one of the largest St. Patty's Day parades and festivals in the country. It's like with the MLK parade. We have one of the largest MLK parades and events outside of Atlanta outside of Atlanta. And same here. We have that. And then there's the Zippity Doodah parade, but I haven't heard much talk about it this year. No, last year they had canceled it, but they had like one event. But something else that I'm very excited about is President Trump in the near future meeting with North Korea's, I'm watching it, you all know, I'm a war watcher. When I first premiered the show, that's when Kate and William were preparing to marry. And I've been a law watcher since I was a little girl. It's a watch stop now. So I'm super excited regarding Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I'm getting tongue-tied. I'm excited, huh? Coming up wedding. So that'll be coming up on May the 19th. I know I'm trying to squeeze like a little, just little snippets of my topics into this 15-minute commentary audio. The full-fledged shows will be scheduled real soon. We're in preparation for the Crossroads STEM Festival, which is coming up in April, on April the 12th through 15th. Just excited. This is my second year being I'm just super excited because, you know, these are things that I love to do. Cut the shock, hey, because I can attend. I think this is my second year being the volunteer Mississippi Music Video Showcase Coordinator. Those of you that attended last year and were featured last year, definitely come back and join us. Some are returning of new videos that were featured last year, and we have many new ones. So definitely come and be a part of the entire festival from the April 12th and the 15th, but definitely come out on Friday the 13th. I happen to love Friday the 13th. No, really. It is a weird holiday to me. You know, the superstition, all that stuff is all fun. And I have had the times where I'll stay in. But you know what? Friday the 13th, I have realized some of the best, like, experiences are blessings, luck. You know, like happy, good things happen to me on Friday the 13th. So let's hope it happens for all of us on Friday the 13th, especially during the Mississippi Music Video Showcase. And then we have an after party going on at Offbeat Jackson, an awesome record store and comic store owned by DJ Venom, Philip Rollins. So definitely come and be a part of the entire festival, but do not miss out on the Mississippi Music Showcase. Just send those awesome videos from artists based in Mississippi, artists, musicians, and filmmakers on the big screen. It's an amazing experience because it's such a diverse showcase also. And just like last year, we'll do a Q&A with the filmmakers and the artists and musicians and ask them questions regarding the production of their videos. And then the first hour at the after party, we're going to kick it off with a panel discussion. And it's just going to be amazing. But definitely do not miss out on the entire festival. But if you can't make it but to one night, definitely come to Friday night, the Mississippi Music Showcase. But there's everything for the whole family, for the kiddies, for youth, the youth videos, youth STEM projects, student STEM projects. We have everything from LGBT Community, Harlem, also on the same night is Afrocentric on Friday night also. And I just think it's going to be an amazing experience. So many that I know always tell me that they make plans for 10, some people miss out. They make plans for 10 and then sneak up on them. So we know Easter is April 1st, which is exciting about. Oh, April 1st is one of my favorite holidays. My sister's birthday is on that holiday, and then it's April Fool's Day. One of my mother's favorite holidays, of course. But that's what we're preparing for. Go to Crossroads Film Festival. I'll go to to our Facebook page, like it and follow it, but sign up for the updates. And my friends that love to travel around the country, around the world, I met so many awesome filmmakers, and I look forward to meeting filmmakers this year that are from other countries. I befriended filmmakers from Italy and other parts of the world last year, and I didn't mention other parts of the country. Here in America and other countries. But most definitely, those of you that love to travel and looking for something to do April the 12th through the 15th, I definitely make plans to come to the Crossroads Film Festival. It's an international film festival, but it's all about promoting the talent of Mississippi, but interacting and effectively networking. Also, it's where the independent film buffs meet and professionals, and especially those that that work here, have interest in doing business here in Mississippi. The question is so important for us to get, this bill died, but I hope we can revive it. The House Bill 1132 regarding incentives to get out of state businesses, a production company, large and small, to come and do business so they can have a proper business. But unsurprisingly, my time is almost up. But definitely, let me provide you all with my contact information. Artists and musicians, I definitely, for my playlist, my music playlist, please send your music to my email. And those of you that would like to be guests or special guest co-hosts, big shout out to all of those that have guest co-hosted with me. My cousin Linda, most recently, in late 2017 and early in the year. Big Reg, you know Reg. Everybody's in Dallas. That's weird. Mike Smith, big shout out to Mike Smith, my homie. Very talented IT professional. Oh, you're talking about a chef out of this world, and also he's an amazing producer. We have worked on some of the best music projects together, along with our friend Clifton Antoine Fears. But again, send your music and also your press kit to me at Culture Shock, KULTURESHOKENT _@yahoo.com. And also, I'm on Facebook, Culture Shock Entertainment, Culture Shock Entertainment and Marketing, Bethany Williams. I'm on IG at Beth Entrepreneur, and also the James Franco Project, the closed Facebook group I have. We're on IG, the James Franco Project group. Thank you for supporting all the pages. I have a page in support of Jackson, Mississippi. It's a bipartisan page in support for Jackson City's Mayor Lumumba. Thank you for this. And, of course, thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And want to see more of it consistently. But definitely send that music in. Thank you for those that do send me music through our different social media platforms also. You know who you are, so I really appreciate networking with you. And, oh, my LinkedIn friends, big shout-out to you. You're so awesome, so cool. Love networking with all of my friends in person and throughout social media. The time is almost up. You have for me to continue talking, you all have a great, great happy St. Patrick's Day weekend. And I will set up a schedule and Hopefully next time I can log into my studio. Thank you, and God bless. You are amazing, and thank you for your continued support. This is Beth, a.k.a. Beach.